Bob Tuveson mentioned a few minutes ago that 21 towns had passed ordinances against the Northern Pass project. It seems very encouraging, but really, we know now that it's not as encouraging as we wish. And that's because the way the permitting process and the rules go these days in Washington, D.C., the corporations have more power than we do. And so we wonder how we're going to fix this situation. Because many towns, for instance, in the fracking areas in Pennsylvania, have said no to fracking. There's fracking anyway. There's fracking because the corporations say, well, we have federal permits, we have state permits, and you're way down the line, and you are stepping on our constitutional rights. Now, think about that a minute. Corporations are claiming superior constitutional rights to real people. There's something terribly wrong with that. We all know it. We all kind of winced and got really angry when the Kello decision came down in Connecticut, and people lost their homes to eminent domain for what? So corporations could make money. The state of New Hampshire said, oh, no. No, no, we're not going to do that anymore. And 12A, the constitutional amendment 12A was passed to say that no private company could use eminent domain to take someone else's property for their own profit. So, all the 21 towns who have passed ordinances as opposed to Northern Pass are in for a nasty surprise. That's called regulatory law, and regulatory law is not going to get it done anymore. So, to the rescue comes the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, and that fund was started in Pennsylvania by some lawyers who were trying to help towns fight off corporations who were doing things that were very bad for the environment and very bad for the communities. Not just power lines, but high-density animal raising, called factory farming, mining water, bottling plants that are stripping people of their aquifers, and other things that are very damaging to the society and to the environment. And so they realized finally that they were not winning in court because they're trying to fight regulatory law, which has been skewed to favor corporations. So they came up with, let's return to our constitutional rights. And so they have devised ordinances that are based on our federal and state constitutional rights. And I will repeat it again. It's the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, CELDF. And if you go on Google, you can find that and start learning about it, or you can come and talk to me and I will hand you some information. It says, in one community, and I will just read this to you, passed an ordinance against fracking. And it says, we passed an ordinance against fracking, and it looks like it's going to be good. And then the corporation comes along and says, oh, no, 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 we have federal and state permits, and that you're just not going to be allowed to do it, because we have constitutional rights. In those communities that have learned about CELDF and rights-based ordinances, not one challenge has been issued by the corporations. Not only have they not been defeated, they haven't been challenged. The most wonderful example of this is the city of Pittsburgh. The frackers were going to move right into the city and start drilling in the middle of neighborhoods. And the city said, oh, no, you're not. And they said, oh, yes, we are. We have permits. And so the city of Pittsburgh went to the CELDF folks and yelled, help. And to the rescue they came. They did ordinances based on their constitutional rights, and the frackers went away not to return. So what's the message? The message is that we don't want to just pass ordinances. It isn't good enough. We have to learn how to build ordinances based on our constitutional rights. And this organization can help us do that. Now, we've already had two schools, one up in Sugar Hill and one in Wentworth. They went very well. We have a number of people from Holderness who have already been to school, and would you please stand up, those of you who are here that have been to school? You went, didn't you? No? Nobody? The people? Mike's wife went. I know there are others, too. I think there are three or four of you from Holderness. Yes. So, anyway, what we'd like to do is to get you to insist that this be a way that you can build a firewall between you and rapacious organizations. So if you're interested afterwards, I'll remain right here and we can talk about it. I'll give you the information that you need. Thank you very much.